Good afternoon, everyone. I am the course coordinator for Introduction to E-commerce. So maybe I'll introduce myself first, kasi nag-introduce naman kayo lahat. So I am Ramon Manuel Tinis Peros. You can call me RM. And I also finished several courses here in FMDS. But I finished my undergraduate degree in UP Los Baños of BS Economics. I also had finishing my MBA in UP Diliman, hopefully June this year. Last year, I finished the Introduction to E-commerce, and I started teaching this course just last semester. So my objective for today is to convince you to enroll on the course, and hopefully introduce e-commerce in general. Kasi I've noticed among the courses na offered ng FMDS, UP, sa Open University, ito yung hindi masyadong kilala kasi e-commerce is still relatively new sa market, industry. Okay, so let's start off by discussing why e-commerce. So, why e-commerce? E-commerce is business transaction that is done in digital medium. So, maybe you don't know e-commerce, but actually you're doing it. So, every transaction na na-communicate kayo, mobile or telecommunications, actually e-commerce. So it's hindi lang siya online. So, why e-commerce? Again, according to iMetrics Asia Pacific Corporation, I got this data through Ms. Janet Toral. The number of purchases done online today in the Philippines is 30%. This constitute mostly business to business. Yung business to consumers, medyo maliit pa. But it is growing. And number of payments done online, 20%. So 20%, I personally do online transactions na for kasi convenience and mas madali. You can save transportation cost actually. And comparing the Philippines among other countries, the world, Philippines is fifth highest in terms of e-commerce growth. So, mas maganda, this early, you can jump sa ship and maybe in a few years' time, makikita ko na kayo sa most successful e-commerce businesses here in the Philippines. So, and also, alam naman natin, Philippines is the social media capital of the world. And it's only a matter of time na payments will be done mobile and online. So when that moment comes, so ganda ready tayo for this revolution, the digital revolution, so to speak. Okay, about the course, I'll make this simple. The course has 5 modules. It is classified into actually 2 parts. First part is the business, how to create business models in general. Because an e-commerce business is also a typical business but only with a digital medium. So you need to know everything about business. Just an overview. But in general, how to create a business model. And the other part is how to develop an e-commerce website. So that is the general topic of the e-commerce course. And it's 5 modules with 28 topics. So the course will be taught in essays. Wala naman exams. Essay and the business plan, syempre. But in a major different way to create business plan. Not the formal way. I'll be teaching tools and techniques. I attended several conventions on generating business models for e-commerce entrepreneurship. So I'll teach that. At the end of the course, I'll expect a working e-commerce website. So as I present the e-commerce course, I'll be showing you what are the finished product of the students last semester. So the e-commerce will be issuing digital paper modules, which should be given after you have registered in the course. Also, there will be videos of videos for explanation of the modules. Ako meron din ako doon, a video. And slides. And then, there would be interaction through forums and a chat. So, that's basically the e-commerce course. And the course goal is first to have a clear understanding of e-commerce. What is e-commerce? Second, to have a clear understanding on the business concepts. So generally, business lang talaga siya, different medium lang, with technology as its driver for growth. And lastly, to create your e-commerce website. So that is the e-commerce. So I think medyo hazy pa, hindi siya pa clear. So I'll just show you mga websites na natapos ng mga students last semester. So gumawa silang sa inilang logo, kasama siya sa paggawa namin ng websites nila. So first, student is Mark Kenneth Cabote. Their family owns a industrial supplies company. So Mark created a company website with the order forms. So starindustrial.com.ph. So yan yung actual screenshot of the website. So that is one of students last semester. Another is an online grocery store. So siya mismo yung nag-code niyan. Apparently meron siyang course in coding, programming in college. So created diyan from scratch. So wala na akong ginawa. I just given him a hosting service. So ayan yung itsura. Okay. The other one is my student Mervy, motherandsons.entreplunge.com. Mervy is in Dubai, I think, if not mistaken. And gusto niya magkaroon ng e-commerce store, and marami siyang mga extra mga binibili na gusto niya ibenta. And nasa overseas siya, gusto niya magbenta doon sa Filipino community. So, we created a website na pipindahin yung mga extra niyang gamit. So, working na siya until now. If you can, tignan niyo yung website. Up pa rin siya until today. So, yan. Mga bracelet na Kikai products ang kanya tinitinda. So, next is Miss Aloha Lescano. Apparently, meron siyang sideline on bags. High-end bags, and tinitinda niya fairly lower than the current market price. So, gusto niya magkaroon ng medium to sell bags. So, yung screenshot, Lady Bags, tawag sa kanyang business. So, yung mga branded bags. Okay, ito a fairly interesting business model, product, and product din. So, dalawang student ko siya last semester, and pareho sila nag-register sa e-commerce, and meron silang project, isang project. So, kinabayan ko na joint project. Ang kanilang project, meron silang events management business. And may problem sila sa giveaways. So, kasi nag-outsource pa sila. So, what they did is they created a concept on everything in a jar. So, kahit ano laman ng jar meron. Meron nga spa in a jar, meron silang product. Everything talaga in a jar. So, ito parang kanilang booking and reservation website. And nagtitinda sila ng giveaways na kanilang ina-outsource from different sources. So, example of their, one of their product is spa in a jar. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung laman yan. Mga gagamitin mo for grooming. Soap, organic soap, shampoo. Ayan. Meron ba rin food jars, meron silang beauty jars. So, yan ang mga products nila. spa in a jar for 399. So, fairly interesting concept. So, another interesting concept na nagawa last semester is from Justin. Nasa UAE siya. And ang gusto niya is to have a digital portal for the Filipino community there. So, and kasi nung bago daw siya sa dun sa country yon, parang na-homesick siya. So, ang way niya to matanggal yung homesick is to network with Filipinos. And if bago ka doon, wala kang kilala, wala kang way to communicate, maghahanap ka talaga, maglalakad ka. So, ang ginawa niya, nagawa siya ng website, Feel at Home. Yun yung kanyang pangalan ng website. And nandito, merong how to network first to Filipinos. And meron siyang services for pag-ibig and other forms na for overseas workers. So, ganun yung concept niya. So, may variety store pa sila on the Filipino products kung saan makasource. So, ganun yung kanyang concept. Para meron siyang sari-sari store. And may services, yung mga forms and other government requirements na kailangan gawin for overseas contract workers. Meron silang downloads na mababasa for Filipino community. So, ganun yung ginawa niya. So, cool, di ba? May logo pa siya na maganda. Feel at home. Ngayon, may application for NBI clearance, pag-ibig for overseas workers. Another student have an online have a traditional business selling renewable energy products, mga solar panels, solar lamps, and ang kwento naman niya, dati meron siyang service and nagpagawa siya, hindi niya din alam, so nawala din yung service kasi hindi niya alam kung paano gamitin. So that's why she enrolled. So Cherry translated his traditional business into an e-commerce site. Tommy Fuji ang name ng kanyang business. So this is her homepage, selling LED floodlight, LED tunnel light na solar and with solar panels. So yeah. Next is this is the class valedictorian last semester. Ang concept niya, a different e-commerce, pero e-commerce pa rin siya technically. Nasa ibang Dubai naman siya, I think. Ang concept niya is mahilig siya maghanap ng kakaibang dinner spots. And then he created a society for visiting unique dinner spots plus making dinner at home na mayroong network. So meron siyang society, you'll register and then may schedule siya ng kunyari schedule for this month sa dinner sa ganitong place with the Filipino people and then sa dishes kung anong i-schedule nila. So yung registration niya for the association ng dinner enthusiasts. So ang pangalan, Supper Société ang pangalan ng kanyang business, Supper Société. So, yan. So, ganun lang. Register ka sa kanila, see the schedule, and if you want to schedule a unique supper experience. So, ganun yung service na in-offer ng website. Technically, iba yung revenue model niya kasi the previous ones I presented, transactional. So, you sell product, you get a profit out of it or revenue. This one, membership. So for a month, you have a membership and you'll be invited to all of the supper engagement experiences that the e-commerce website offers. So that is the students last semester. So I hope if you'll enroll, maybe sabay, di ba, pwede? Or after PED. Ang advocacy ko kasi is to promote e-commerce. So, I have a personal servers, web hosting services. So, I offer free web hosting services sa students. And after, kung gusto nilang magbayad, kung gusto nilang bumili ng sariling domain, then okay lang. Bibigay ko yung codes and yung content nila online. Bibigay ko sa kanila for free. Basta within the time frame ng course, magkakaroon sila ng website. I assure that. So I hope you can refer e-commerce. E-commerce is an integration of actually NEP and technology. So I hope you can refer and register e-commerce. So, thank you.